What is blue-green algae and what effects can it have on your cattle herd? I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Today I'm visiting with Miranda Meehan, who is an NDSU Extension Livestock Environmental Stewardship Specialist. And good morning, Miranda. Thanks for joining us here on WNAX today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, we have been seeing a lot of rain and thunderstorms in our area over the course of July, which, you know, in turn means runoff into fields and stock dams. And, you know, with this heat, it seems like it's probably a perfect condition to develop something that's commonly known as blue-green algae. Can you fill us in on exactly what that is?
Yeah, so blue-green algae is a bacteria called cyanobacteria that tends to be toxic, depending on the species, that are toxic to all living things, our cattle, which is the biggest concern in grazing systems, but also our pets, wildlife, and even humans. So the cause of that is we have runoff, our historic runoff, into our dams with reservoirs that can bring in excess nutrients, specifically phosphorus and nitrogen, that feed that bacteria and help it develop.
And like you said, this is found mostly in our stock dams from an overload of nutrients growing in the water. It can be extremely toxic to livestock, wildlife, and even people. So I guess what does it look like? And obviously you can probably test the water too, but you know, if it is present in your water, you're probably going to be seeing symptoms in your herd. So maybe what are some of those?
Yeah, so unfortunately, first symptom is usually dead animals. Because it acts so quickly, an animal can die in 15 to 20 minutes of consuming that bacteria, and so usually don't catch it until we see a loss of animal. If you do catch it early, you'll see the animal screaming. It acts a lot often as impacts central nervous system as a neurotoxin or as a liver toxin as well, depending on the type. What we should be looking for. We have a great publication through NDSU Extension on cyanobacteria that shows pictures of the most common types found in our region. It looks like glossy blue, green, teal pink. Some look like grass clippings. Some look like green scum in that water. I recommend immediately if you see that, excluding animals that are in there, making sure they're not consuming that water, whether you're fencing it off, removing them somewhere else until that bloom has dissipated and it's safe for them to go back in and consume that water. What we typically recommend a couple weeks after that bloom has dissipated or died, because it actually releases more toxins as it dies. So you want to be really careful. If you suspect food green algae, contact your local veterinarian. They can submit a water sample. Unfortunately, water samples, they're only going to tell you if the species that produce that toxin are present and not actually the toxin is present. To test for that is very expensive, and we don't have any labs in our area that do those tests.
And have you gotten any reports of producers struggling with this yet this year at all in North Dakota?
Not as bad as in 2021, when we had our statewide drought, the general impact in South Dakota as well. I had heard of a couple reports, I think now as we're getting into that heat of summer, is really when we see the bacteria will start, and now is the time to closely monitor those water sources. Look for signs of dead wildlife around them, and as you're out there, I know it's hard to get out to good water. I know some producers here use camera source of those waters, and hopefully they can catch those blooms that way if they're not able to get out to those pastures regularly.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.